Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
When I know we think about reviews, we think about sitting down and going over our investments and our portfolio and making sure there's no updates that need to be done. But what about your estate planning? You probably have said it, forget it, and now it's time to think about what needs to be reviewed inside your estate plan. So we'll talk about that next and what documents are so important for you and your family. Coming up.
It's time for the Money Night Podcast with certified financial planner Wade Chessman, president and wealth advisor at Chessman Wealth Strategies.
Well, glad to have you inside the Money Night Podcast once again. I am Ben George with Wade Chessman, president and wealth advisor of Chessman Wealth Strategies, and we're glad to catch up with you once again. Wade, how's your week been?
It's been great, Ben. Had a great Easter and just excited to be here today talking to you.
I love it. I love it. And I like our conversation today, too, because I know when you probably mentioned the word review to someone, they probably think, well, we got to sit down and go over my money, my portfolio, what needs to change, what strategies do I need to reassess? But it goes well beyond that, right?
Right. Definitely. And one area that I used to be amazed by, but now I'm no longer amazed by, is the whole estate planning idea and the fact that, first of all, I'm amazed, Ben, how many people don't have any estate planning documents at all. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, folks that have significant wealth. But for those that do have an estate plan, it's important that about every 5 years or so that you dust that thing out, get it out the shelf, if you will, and look at it. Because things change. You know, I know when I last updated my documents, one of the reasons I did it was because I had my dad listed as, like, the executor, things like that. Well, my dad's 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't really make sense at that point to have him do that. So I changed things over to my brother. So things happen. You know, people pass away and maybe you had listed, you may want to add folks in there like your grandkids that weren't in there before. So it's just really important to review those documents. And I'll kind of go over some of the different documents that we can talk about. But from the big picture standpoint, you just don't want to get that estate plan done and forget about it.
Is this something too, when you're working with people, Wade, and that they often overlook? I mean, this is pretty common, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I see this all the time. Just, you know, oh yeah, I have a will. I did it when we first got married 25 years ago. I haven't looked at it again. And again, sometimes those will still work, but it's certainly important to, make sure that I'll see people that have wills that were designed for people that are just starting out in their life. And now they've got, you know, significant wealth, lots of assets, multiple properties, and their estate planning documents haven't kept up with it. Hmm. Some of the other documents that are really important to make sure you keep up to date and valid is, for example, your power of attorney. So your durable power of attorney, that's the document that gives someone the authority to make decisions on your behalf for financial matters. And that's something I would definitely keep up to date. If for no other reason, what I find is, and I've seen this in real life, I think I've talked about this before, is a lot of financial institutions won't accept the POA that's too old. Or the other thing they want to do is have you sign an additional document. So let's say that you wanted to make sure that your daughter had power of attorney on your account, or that you've given your daughter power of attorney, but you want, for example, Charles Schwab is who we use for clearing. You want them to be able to act upon that power of attorney. Well, Schwab has their own form that they want you to sign in addition to the power of attorney. Well, if you're incapacitated or not doing well, maybe a little more difficult to sign that form. So couple, you know, power of attorney, those can get old and the wording can change on those as well. I had a client that had an old power of attorney and it was fine. He wanted to change beneficiaries. He wanted to add his brother as a beneficiary on his dad's IRA and they wouldn't do it because it didn't have the right wording in there. So it's important to do that. If you move, here's another reason to update your estate plan. A lot of people move. Yeah. And you want to make sure that your estate plan, your will has all the proper language in the current state you're in. Same thing goes for the power of attorney. Each state kind of has their own form and you want to make sure that's up to date. Another one that's really important to review from time to time is your medical power of attorney. That's if you become incapacitated or you just want someone to be able to talk to your doctor and make medical decisions on your behalf. You know, maybe you have your, maybe your document's old and it lists someone that isn't around anymore or doesn't live in your area, or your, maybe it was a parent that's no longer with us, something like that. You just want to make sure those are up to date. Another one is the, what we call a living will, now sometimes called a directive to physicians. That's the document that says, hey, I don't want to be hooked up to machines my whole life. Mm-hmm. I want to be kept, you to make those decisions in advance. And again, you may have a document, but maybe it doesn't have the right wording in there. Maybe you've rethought things. So it's just like you would do with anything else. You're just reviewing things. If they're good, they're good. If they're not, go ahead and get them updated. And they're, most of those are pretty easy to do. So another one that people don't think about is HIPAA. You know, okay. There's a lot of unintended consequences with HIPAA. HIPAA increased privacy protections for personally identifiable medical information. Every time you go to the doctor, Ben, I don't know about you, they make you sign a HIPAA.
Yep.
And most of us don't understand it, but there's some pretty big penalties if they, these providers release your information without consent. And so what that also means, though, is that if you go into the hospital and have medical condition and you want to be able to share that information, you have the medical power, but you can also allow other folks at least the ability to talk to the doctors and staff. So that's also an important document to make sure that, number one, you even have one, but two, do you keep it up to date, have it around you? And I tell clients too, if you've got kids that are turning 18, it's a good idea to get them to have a will, but certainly a power of attorney and a medical power, so that if anything were to happen, you have the ability to go in and talk to the doctor and make, because they're adults. Mm-hmm. And the doctor technically isn't supposed to tell you much. So that, I think that's also another one. And the final one I think that's important to understand is the do not resuscitate DNR, do not intubate order. You know, if you've got someone who's got a terminal illness such as cancer, and you don't necessarily want to be resuscitated. You know, you've got one of my clients had a 98-year-old mother with dementia and Alzheimer's. It just didn't make sense to keep prolonging things. You know, if you call the ambulance, you call this doctor, they're going to do whatever they can to keep this person alive. Mm-hmm. But having those wishes in advance is really important. So main message I wanted to get in today's episode is that, you know, we review lots of other things, but either we don't have an estate plan at all, which is a whole nother story. But if we do have one, we tend to not think about it once we've done it. And that can be a big mistake because things change over time. And we want to make sure those documents reflect our current wishes and your current financial situation. You know, when I was in my, like right now, I have a will. Mm-hmm. But the next logical thing that I will consider this year is to add a living trust. As I've gotten older, my situation's more complex. You know, there's some advantages to one over the other. So that may not be the situation in your case, but again, review, think about it. Not every single year necessarily, but you just don't want to put it away and forget about it. So that's the main thing I want to get across today is you need the documents. That's important, but you also want to make sure they're up to date and are doing the things you want them to do.
Wait, is this just a part of the process for you when you do have a review with someone that, you know, this is just one piece of the overall review with them?
Sure. You know, one of the things we're going to do at the beginning is look at your estate plan, talk about it, and then periodically revisit it, make sure we've got your proper beneficiary designations and things like that. So certainly it's part of the overall process, and it's an important part, and not one you just put away and forget about it.
Yeah, no question about that. And if you have any questions of your own about estate planning or what documents you need or how Wade and his team help you with that piece of the planning process, log on chessmanwealth.com. There you're also going to find a lot of great tools. There's a services tab with estate planning there. You can find more information, plus insights on your legacy as well, if you want to learn more about that. And and just kind of get a better idea of how the team can help you. But if you want to call, the number is 214-572-2120. And I guess the easiest way to get in touch with you, Wade, as always, is chatwithwade.com. Get on Wade's calendar.
Chatwithwade.com. That's right.
And then what's that first meeting look like, Wade, when they get on their calendar through that website?
Well, that first chatwithwade.com is just an opportunity, 15-minute call just to visit, touch base, find out what's going on, see if it makes sense to continue down the process. If it does, guess what we have, Ben? We have a process called the Smart Choices Wealth Management Solution.
Yep.
And that 15-minute call is just for any kind of thing, just to kind of introduce to each other and see, you know, what kind of the issues are and see what the next step is. Maybe it makes sense to, you know, maybe if it's estate planning, it makes sense to refer you to one of our estate planning colleagues. If it's, you know, so who knows? The reason that we have that is so you can have an easy way to talk and we don't have to play phone tag.
Right. All right, chatwithwade.com is the website. Check it out and get on Wade's calendar if you want to learn more. All right, Wade, as always, good. Glad to catch up with you and go through this estate planning and hammer home the importance of this for anyone and everyone. So thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Ben.
Have a good week. Thanks for listening to the Money Night Podcast. Please hit subscribe wherever you listen. We'll talk to you again soon.
The opinions voiced in Money Night with Wade Chessman are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Night are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.